I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my love will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my love will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, O God. We worship you, Lord. We sing of your mercy, your grace to us, O God. We thank you for your grace, O Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We worship you, Lord. Praise and honor.
Sing of your mercy, your grace, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. My wife and I will be leaving right after the meeting, but it was so good to be here and meet you and speak with you and have this time together. We're going to sing number 23 in our hymnal, if you can open to that, number 23. Before you do, I'd like to start with a psalm, and this is another good one. That they're all good because they're some of my favorite. But Psalm 144, the Psalm of David, and he says, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock." And I love what he says next, "who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge." Amen. I always enjoyed that phrase that David said, "Lord, you teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight." Not that we fight in our own, but he gives us that strength. Amen? That's a wonderful thing. I like this hymn, and I would have to say that this is my favorite hymn. People know it on account of almost every Sunday we sing it. It seems that way. At least Pastor Phil Baker thinks that. He always reminds me that, Keith, there's 490-some hymns in the hymnal. But I like this hymn because I feel it's a very honest hymn. It talks about being a friend for sinners, and Christ is that, absolutely. He is a lover of my soul. But then it goes on and says, "What a strength in weakness. Let me hide myself in him." The third verse talks about in a time of sorrow, while billows roll. It's a guide. It has everything in there. Everything that I have found in Christ Jesus. Even when I fail, that's in there too. And I think that's pretty awesome. So it's number 23. And I'd like to invite you to stand and praise the Lord with me one more time, if you would.
May fail.
this hymn ends. Because it mentions these things. These are things that we face daily. We need a friend and guidance. We need strength and weakness. And we need the grace when we do fail. But the song ends with this: Jesus, I do now receive him. And of course, it could refer to salvation, but I think it also means, or at least I apply it, as Lord, I need to receive you right now. And I need you to come to me right now. Right this day, Lord, draw near, abide with me.
Yes.
Lord, I open the door, I unlatch that door, and I want you to come in. Why don't we all expect Christ to do that?
Yes.
And maybe this morning, I was thinking as before I came in, I said, oh, I just want to ask everyone to worship one more time before I leave this place. Like, join me as if, can you imagine the day that we all get to heaven? Do you believe in heaven? Some of you should, because you're close. How'd you know I was thinking of you? Well, you know, heaven shouldn't be somehow, somewhere, someday. I once in a while say in the chapel, the last thing you want to do is show up in heaven and go, oh my goodness, it's real. It shouldn't be that way. But a lot of us think that way. I can't wait. Imagine. That's not the gospel. Heaven's now, right here. Christ is in us. Eternity begins right now. Lord Jesus, he promised that he would send the Holy Spirit not only to walk with us, to be in us. And so we don't wait to the day that we close our eyes and wake up. I've awakened into heaven. Now, of course, things aren't perfect down here, and this hymn tells us that. But he's with us. So I thought, I'm going to ask you all to join me one more time in just exalting the King before my wife and I and some others. You know, you can pray. Now, look it. Let me put a disclaimer there. You don't have to shout loud to show how much you love Jesus. But you shouldn't keep your mouth closed either, because he's the Lord of all, King of kings, and he's worthy of our praise. And why in the world would it be so hard to squeak out a praise the Lord? Is that weird? Sometimes it is. But he's worthy of it. So let's exalt the Lord. And let's receive him. Let's say, Lord, draw near to me today. It says, Jesus, I do now receive him, more than all in him I find. Let's sing it. Fifth verse.
Jesus, I do now receive him, more than all in him I find. He has granted me forgiveness. I am his and he is mine. Hallelujah.
What return can I make? I'll love him. I'll serve him with all that I have. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your grace, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your help, your guidance, your comfort. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We are a grateful people, oh God. Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray this morning that you'll minister to the cottagers and the villagers today. Lord, as we've sung, that you are our great Savior, and you meet us in every situation, every need, every part of our hearts, where no one else knows. And so we believe that you shall minister to the children and the boys. And God, come to them. Lord, you know all about them better than even their parents. And we pray, Lord, that the Spirit of God would just come down upon them.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, that you would meet them right where they're at. God, we ask that you would pour out your Spirit upon them. Help the counselors, the head counselors, Lord, as they believe God, as they worship together. We just pray, Jesus, that you will bless them abundantly today, oh God.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, for a good report every day.
Yes.
Lord, today especially, come to them. We ask and minister to them.
Yes.
In thy name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
God, pray for Pastor Hughes and his wife, Dan, and how the people live today. God, you have set angel with them. You and yourself glory cover them.
Thank you.
You will show you will walk before their cars all the vehicles. Thank you, God. We will see your glory full of them because some will serve you. You will serve them.
Hallelujah.
How good you are, God. How good you are. We serve
you
just a little, but you will serve us a lot.
Yes, Lord.
So everyone just want to say, hallelujah, God. You are worthy. I just pray for all the people live today. They will live.
Amen.
They will live in the heaven day by day because you are in their hearts.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
If there is you, there is a heaven for us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Pray in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this day.
You,
we thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
Father, we pray for anybody in this room. Is there any loose ends that need to be prayed for? People that are leaving? We just lift up, we pray for them.
Yes.
We lift up any needs, any healing, or anything, any stuff that's in their head that needs to get out, or stuff that needs to get in. We lift them up to you. We pray for them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? So thankful as well that Denny and Rosemary and Anthony were able to join my wife and I, too. And Lynn. Sorry, Lynn. You're like, in my heart, you're like part of the furniture. Always there. And Evangeline, of course. I was saving that to last. It was so good that they came and we're all leaving today. But thank God for them joining us. And I understand there's some testimonies today. So I want you to feel free. Each of you can take 15 minutes each. No, don't. Because my wife wants to go. But she's promised me she won't be pushing me. Because I'm the one that it's always like, well, we need to go. But I always talk to someone. Because I'm gracious and loving. And
I like to talk.
No, I like to talk with people. Always told you to always add that with people.
That's right.
But it's
I'd like to be the first.
Oh, okay. Brother Paul, please.
I would like to thank the Lord for our brother Keith and his ministry.
Amen.
I first met Brother Keith, I believe, in 1982. Keith was part of a winter program where Brother Gardner, you've heard Keith mention him before, Brother Gardner was the pastor in charge. And there were a bunch of guys, or maybe around 10 guys, 8 or 10 guys, and they were all learning the ministry. That's where Keith learned to preach and be so homiletically correct. But anyway, I thank God for Keith. And you heard him refer to Brother Gardner often. Now, Brother Keith also mentioned that he was not crazy about algebra in school, but but that he was an artiste, very, very good in sketching and things like that. And fortunately, we have with us someone right here, Mark Rodriguez. His dad was part of that winter program. And Keith sketched Brother Gordon Gardner many years ago. Mark, would you go to the side of this organ, the other side? And this is a sketch that Brother Keith did of Brother Gardner. Take the paper. You go up front and hold it up. This will show you the talent that our Brother Keith has. This is not a photograph. This is a sketch.
Wow. Oh, he's good.
Lift it high.
Wow.
It's amazing. That is professional. Now, there are some defects on it after many years in Mexico. This was given to Mark's father, Billy Rodriguez, who passed away recently. And Billy, in his will, his last will and testimony, bequeathed this to Camp. It has some defects on it, though, Brother Keith, so I'm going to ask you to touch it up. Would you mind?
No, I'll try. I'm kind of a defect myself.
Anyway, so now you know what Brother Gordon looks like, and now you know Keith's talent. And we thank God for, first of all, for Brother Gordon Gardner, who led this camp from 1946 for many, many years with his wife. He was a man of God. We owe him a debt of gratitude. And then also we thank God for Brother Keith. Thank you for your ministry, my brother.
Yeah, and I also wanted to sing He Lives, which is in the hymn 106.
It's not official till I say it.
Okay.
You know, I'm teasing. 106.
Yes, 106.
I hear his voice of cheer and trust in time.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's a privilege to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
Oh, God, what a privilege.
Yes.
We thank you for this privilege. We pray that the other people will get it. It's a privilege. It's an awesome privilege to come before your throne of grace. It's no longer a throne of judgment. It's a throne of grace. And so it's a privilege to come before that throne.
Thank you.
And we can only come because of the blood. And we're so grateful for that blood.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise is mighty.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. I don't want to cut anyone off, especially if you have me in your testimony. Yes. 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 I know. I thought it's, you know, Mark, I was talking to you last night, and you know the hardest thing about talking with you? I think I'm talking with your father. And I almost teared up a few times. Not to diminish you for who you are, but I meant to add, come on up and tell us something of what you're up to, brother.
Well, I'm happy to be here, first of all, and I have a little bit to say, and don't worry, I'm not going to filibuster here, but. I was sitting there, and I have a few things on my heart, and I said, well, just a moment ago, before Brother Paul mentioned that I say something, and I was, you know, thinking, I want to say something, and I said, no, Lord God, Show me if you want to say something. And so there it is. Because if I or any one of us say something just out of our own selves, what can we do? What can we accomplish? However, if we let Christ, even in something minimal as such as saying a few words, if we let Christ reign in our lives, that's the whole objective. It's taken me a long time. Some of you know my testimony, my background. Praise the Lord for those who learned the easier way. But I grew up, my dad, studied here, had the privilege, let me put it that way, of studying here and having such wonderful, precious secrets and teachings passed on to him, yourself, many of us. And I grew up as a pastor's son, a missionary son. Yet I went, for whatever reasons or silly reasons, of course, I went deep into darkness. I was in the gang life, down there in Mexico with the cholos and whatnot, the drug life. It's full of anger, no peace at all. And, you know, it wasn't until 2013 I finally, and I was an agnostic also, you know, not knowing, well, maybe God exists, maybe he doesn't, you know, that was another issue. But I had no peace. And, you know, sometimes we think there's something else better out there. What I mean is outside of God, outside of seeking God. And there's nothing good out there. I was telling some of the young folks, you know, take it or leave it. You know, I just put it bluntly sometimes, because that's what you got to do sometimes. Just take it or leave it. Nobody's going to twist your arm, you know. But, you know, if you want to, you know, want some sound advice, and, you know, you don't have to learn the hard way, then maybe you want to listen to me. Well, I gave my life to the Lord, and there was still, you know, there was a wonderful time, and then a dip, and I start wondering and questioning things, and Lord God, what's the answer to this? And praise the Lord, just before my dad passed a couple of years ago, the Lord, by his grace, has been, you know, my dad, before he passed away, I'll let y'all in on this, he called me hard-headed on his deathbed. So, you know, he said, maybe you'll take a little while because you're hard-headed. Okay. And so, you know, don't be hard-headed, you know. But thank God for his mercy that he goes ahead and he helps us understand his ways. And maybe in our own time, hopefully we don't take too long to learn these things. But when we were singing, it was when we were worshiping, actually, and just praising God, I remember sitting over here. I was on staff back in 2004 or something like that. I think it was two consecutive years. And I was not following God. I was not even seeking God, you know. I think the first time I was here, I was angry for the first few days because my dad forced me to come over here and work. And I was, you know. But I remember, and I almost, you know, got teared up over there thinking, like, you know, I could have been actually worshiping God. But I think back then I was just sitting on the chair, just warming the seat. And if we're not careful, I think what I need to share right now is this. It's a privilege to be even connected to certain ministries throughout the world that the Lord has enlightened with certain truths, certain wonderful truths in the Word of God. And this is one place, I believe, after all the, you know, out there and then coming full circle, I really feel privileged that I was born under a roof of someone who studied here. And you know, those lessons, you know, that was passed on, were passed on, I also, you know, received. But a key thing that I want to share also is, what good is it to have the access to such wonderful teachings if we don't put them into practice? What... You know, the Bible says we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, I think is the phrasing. Wonderful people who you know, for example, Bill Rodriguez. Yeah, he was my dad, but I'm going to separate myself from that sentiment for a moment. Brother Gordon Gardner and many other people that I've you know, I was able to witness the integrity of my dad and whatnot, and seen his life, hear stories about Brother Gordon Gardner, and listen to the recordings of Brother Hans Raufvogel on the website, which have been a blessing. And I see, and there was a lot of people when my dad passed away. I'm going to go this route. When my dad passed away, a lot of people even that talked badly about him behind his back, you know. When he passed away, it's, oh yeah, the pastor, you know, and stuff. And even people that genuinely respected him and whatnot, oh, Brother Bill. And I want to say, and I think I have the privilege of saying so, you know, because he's my dad, or was my dad. He was nothing special in himself. Neither one of us are special in ourselves. The only thing that, you know, could merit a little bit of applause is that he decided, and we all have the choice to make, whether we are going to let Jesus reign in our lives or not. If we're going to be on the throne of our life, or if we're going to let Christ reign. That's the only applaudable thing in these people, you know, brother, the Gardeners, right? Brother Gordon Gardner and sister, oh, it's just my name, Caroline Gardner, thank you. And, you know, because in our own self, there's nothing special. Actually, you know, as someone who's been way out, I found that there's in the very back hallways, I like to put it, of our mind, of our soul, if you would, or however, there's some dark things. There's some very dark things that maybe don't manifest with everybody. But Jesus Christ is the only one who can go ahead and clean things up.
That's right.
He's the only one that can go ahead and clean things up, and that's what the gospel is. That's what salvation is. And it's taken me too long, and I'll hijack a little quote from Hans Walfogel. And I still haven't learned my lesson yet, fully it was. I still haven't learned my lesson fully. I forget the context of what he was talking about, but I'm still learning, and many of us are still learning. But that's salvation, where we can go ahead and just let Christ clean us up and reign, and we die to ourselves, like Paul said, you know, I die daily. I live, but yet I don't, but Christ lives in me. It's like what, you know. But that's it's amazing mysteries, and I'm just happy to be here, and I want to encourage y'all to go ahead and to just, you know, yeah, it's, you know, sometimes this is an escape from our lives, our you know, our little corners of the world, you know, and it's you know, it's relaxing. It's a beautiful place to be in, right? However, 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us what our true escape, that we have a different escape, right? And our escape is Jesus Christ. And so if we come here and if we take advantage of everything else and enjoy everything else, we're still missing out. And it's, you know, like I said, it's taken me a long time to figure these things out, and by the grace of God, and I'm still, you know, learning, but that's the little bit that I've learned so far, and I think that's the fundamental thing here from the fellowship, from camp. Brother Joe, did I get your name correctly? Okay, all right. Usually it takes me a while to get names, but... we were talking last night, and probably a little too late, and he asked me what I thought was the takeaway, or, like, you know, to summarize what the fellowship teaches. And I'm going to tweak a little bit my answer to you. I'm going to just change it just a little bit. I think, and there's probably different ways of saying it, this is just from my approach, it's loving Jesus so much or enough to where we go ahead and we choose to abide and have fellowship with him and let him reign in our lives. And obviously die to ourselves. I think that's one way to summarize it. And I just want to encourage everybody. I mean, I just, the past couple of years have been wonderful, and my dad's passing has helped and worked for better, you know. Thank God, in really grabbing hold more of Jesus Christ. And he's gotten me through. And now, little things from here, I appreciate a lot more. So I just want to encourage everybody here to go ahead and just really just focus on what the center of these days is, or who it is. It's Jesus Christ. Thank you. May God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus. Anywhere, everywhere, I will follow.
Father, we are thankful that Mark follows Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have rescued him, called him, and you're equipping him to serve you. We pray, Father, that things will work with his wife getting here, and you're working all that out. Thank you that he trusts you and she trusts you. And we pray for his family, Lord. God, we pray that you'll lead them all the way to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
It really is a miracle meeting you, Mark, and seeing you and getting to be acquainted with you. Because I remember many years ago, around 2:30 in the morning, your dad called me because he was in Texas, saying, My son, and he told me you weren't in a good place, but here you are. Here you are, right? God is faithful. God is faithful. So we thank God for his mercy and his grace. There's a few people in this room that have been rescued and are being used by the Lord. It's awesome.